What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode. Okay, now we getting it together, man. What's good, y'all? It's been a minute. I've been away. I've been chilling. I've been doing a damn thing. If you've been following me, which most of you probably haven't, but I've been doing voiceover stuff, man. I've actually been getting some pretty consistent work. I'm trying to get some more work. So if you know anybody that's interested, make sure they reach out to your boy. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, make sure you shoot me an email at anonymousTheAuthor@outlook.com. You can give me some topics. You can tell me what you want to hear about, stuff that you've seen in the news, or just vent to me on how terrible I'm doing, man. I really appreciate it. Probably going to delete the email soon enough. I'm getting a bunch of spam in it, so I figure why not. We'll see what happens. But anyway, man, I missed y'all. I missed the crew. I missed the fam. I missed the peoples, man. I've been chilling. I've been doing a damn thing. I've been watching the news. It's been a lot of stuff going on, so it kind of made me want to get the podcast back up and running. I feel like I do about 5 or 6 episodes before I disappear again, so make sure y'all enjoy these good 5 or 6, and then, you know, I'll disappear off the face of the earth again. People in the comment section talking about that I've had asking me why I stopped doing it. Because I'm a piece of crap, man. I don't really know what to tell y'all. I have this terrible thing with commitment. Anytime that I feel like I need to stick to something, I just don't. I don't know why that is. It's plagued me my entire life, and now I'm an old ass man, and it's the same issues popping up again. So this time I'm gonna try to stick to the track. I'm gonna try to stick to it and actually stay focused. Now that I'm actually working from home and stuff, so I actually will be around a computer more. I got the setup a little better. If y'all hearing my buttery vocals, you know what I'm saying? That's because I got a new mic. It's helping with the voiceovers. Voiceovers is paying a couple bills. Still not rich off of it, but it's paying a couple bills. So I got a little more free time. So I'm going to be back doing the podcast, man. And a few other things. So make sure y'all stay tuned. And yeah, we're going to see what happens. I'm back posting online. The stuff that I post on, I sometimes don't see comments. I've turned a lot of them off. So when I'm on the actual app, I can actually see your comments. But like coming to my phone, I don't see them a lot of times. So if I'm not responding, just know it's because I need peace that day. Okay. And I probably just either muted my phone or just turned the notifications off completely. I might turn them back on at some point, but we'll see. But definitely reach out, tag me. When I see stuff, I do see stuff, and I try to talk to people, try to stay communicated, and y'all know I'm antisocial, y'all know I'm an introvert, which is two of the worst combinations in the world, so I'm trying to get back out there, trying to show my chill side, you know what I'm saying? I've been going places a lot of times around Cincinnati. Alabama's fishing works. If you're not from Cincinnati, yo, no, Alabama's fish, it's not in the hood, but it's hood adjacent. Like, if you don't know somebody out there, or you don't know your surroundings, you probably want to go with somebody. So out there, my demeanor cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm quiet. I'm about 5'11". I'm a big dude. I ain't missing no meals. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why at this angle I look like so small, but I'm relatively a larger guy. You know what I'm saying? So down there, I'm not usually intimidated by a lot of things. So, you know, when I'm down there, it's just like, this is the people. You know what I'm saying? Fam grew up down there, work downtown. It is what it is. So it's usually like, yo, as long as you're not acting crazy, people pretty chill. You might get a couple people ask you for a dollar, you know. That's just part of it. If you live downtown, you gonna have somebody ask you for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You might have somebody be a little too close to you. Hey, what's good, bro? Back, give me a little, hey, what's good? You know, you just gotta establish your boundaries in a friendly manner, and you can pretty much do anything you want. Well, not do anything, but just, you know, hood politics, I guess is what they call it. So down there, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say I'm standoffish. I don't want to say I look mean, but I don't really talk much. And hey, what's good? Let me get my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cuss a little bit. So sometimes that might rub some people the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wear dark colors today. I got on the polo swag. We ain't gonna talk about that. That's just something light, you know what I'm saying? Something light. It's actually a gift I got for Christmas that I just been wearing. It's cool. It's around the house, man. It's cold as hell here. But so anyway, down around the people that look like me, I feel like I'm just one of the guys. You know what I'm saying? But at certain establishments, for some reason, I get labeled as the standoffish guy. I went into a wing place the other day. Like I said, if you were Cincinnati, you know about Frickers over there, North College Hill, those my old stomping grounds. They done got, you know, what's the nicest way I could put it? They done sprinkled some folks in there that it's not what I'm used to, okay? I'm used to what you want. You know what I'm saying? That's my home. I'm like, hey, what's good? Okay, let me get the 10 feet. You know what I'm saying? That give me energy. But when somebody come in, hi, sir, how are you doing today? It's like, what? Hold on. What'd you say to me? Like, what you mean? Hey, sir, what you trying to say, ma'am? Like, it's offensive, you know, to my, in my national dialect. So they got some of those people working up in Frickers. And, you know, I got the rest of the RNF, you know, the rest of bitch face, this the rest of nigga face, you know what I'm saying? I just be chilling. That's just me. That's how I post up. So I order me some wings. Let me get the 20 piece. You know what I'm saying? Let me get the hot wings. Buffalo wings is the way to go. I got the buffalo, and then I got they got this Asian flavor. I think it's an Asian flavor. No, buffalo and barbecue. The classic. I'm sorry. Asian Zing for Buffalo Wild Wings is trash, but we'll talk about that another day. Anyway, I got the 20 piece, the 10-10. You know what I'm saying? Got some wedges on the side with a little cheese on them. That's how I do them. If I'm going to do some potatoes, I need the cheese dip. That's just how I roll, but we'll say that for another day. So I get my stuff. She said, okay, sir, it's going to be about 5-10 minutes. Cool. I'm not tripping. Frickers, they got the game on in the background. Hey, I'm posted up watching the game. You know, arms crossed, folded, looking a little militant. I ain't going to lie about it, but it is what it is. Having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Watching the game. My face don't change, though. I don't smile. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm getting because, I've been doing the damn thing. But I don't smile that much when I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Let me get to that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that is. Stephen A. Smith said something about that not too long ago. Like, just not smile. Like, not just being like, not that I'm mad, not that I'm pissed off, but just straight face. Yeah. I could be having time in my life. Hey, that's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. I don't know why, like, when I get alone, I'm, like, so much lively. That's why I say introverts introvert. You know what I'm saying? Online, I'm pretty lively. But in my regular day-to-day, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I got the wings ordered. I'm standing there posted up watching the game. And I guess I had this look on my face. Well, I just looked mad. I was wondering why nobody was walking around me. But I wasn't tripping. I'm like, yo, they got the game on. I'm about to get these wings. I'm going to head back to the crib. I'm going to smash these wings. Probably finish up some anime. So I'm posted up doing my damn thing. And the lady walked past me. And she ain't making eye contact. I can see out the peripherals. Look, she just walking by, just walking real fast. I'm like, all right, I'm not tripping. I'm fine. Hey, what they doing? Hey, what Brian doing? You know what I'm saying? And so I'm post watching the game. And then she came, excuse me, sir. I'm sorry that the wings are taking so long. You know, is there anything we could do to compliment you? I'm like, oh, damn, I ain't peeped the time. I'm fine. You know, you got some ice water. You know, that'll do me in. I mean, that's all I need. I'm chilling. I'm not tripping. I'm over here having a good time. So she walk away. Another lady come by. Listen, we are so sorry for the inconvenience. I'm like, I was like, it's cool. You know, I ain't tripping. You know, it's all good. She's like, if you want to have a seat, you got, no, I'm cool. I'm posted. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a good time. I'm watching the game. I don't mind standing. Y'all about to give me the water. I got some toothpicks over here. I like to be put with a toothpick. You never know when you get a little something in your teeth. So, hey, sometimes you be posted with a toothpick. I think it's got to be about 10, 15 minutes. I'm not tripping. It's still within like somewhat of the window of what she explained to me. So I'm like, all right, I'm watching the game, got my water now, got the toothpick. I'm having a good time once again. Manager come over this time. She's like, listen, I know that it can be frustrating. I'm like, am I tripping? I'm watching the game. I ain't said a word to nobody. She's like, listen, we can give you a refund. Okay, it's just going to be about another 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm not. What is happening right now? She go away and I hear like they're arguing in the back, like arguing. Like, y'all got him out here. I'm like, I guess they fighting for me. But I'm like, maybe I got a rested bitch face. Rested nigga face. I'm sorry. Not RBF, RNF. Rested nigga face. I'm like, yo, maybe, am I intimidating somebody here? Am I making them feel like I'm pissed off? But maybe I read the situation wrong. But to me, I'm like, maybe they thought I was mad. It's only been 10, 15 minutes. There ain't no reason to yell at the employees to get the order out. I'm here chilling. As long as my food hot. When the food come out cold, I will tell you right now. You gonna hear something from me then? Okay, that's something I don't play about is cold food. If it's within like, you say 20 minutes and it's 30 minutes, that's cool. You say 5-10 minutes, that's cool. And it ends up being 15-20. I'm really not tripping that much. But if I get my food and it's cold, okay, let me talk to the manager one time. Like, I'm not trying to cuss nobody out. I'm not trying to yell at you, the employee, because it might not be your fault. It might be Frank on fries just tripping. I don't want to get you in trouble because of Frank, but I'm not going to let this disrespect. I'm not going to allow the food disrespect, okay? So we can just nip that in the bud right now. The disrespect stops. Yeah, okay? But sorry, I'm trying to get these mic levels just right. But my point is this, all right? Respect me when I'm out, okay? I'm not really tripping. That's not my point. My point is this. I wasn't tripping over the food. I thought I was just chill. I thought I was having a good time. It just goes to show you, demeanor in different places can get you different things. But that's just a story, man. That's just the welcome back story. We got a couple things to talk about today, man. We got the Grammys that happened the other night that I did not watch, obviously, because I ain't really been listening to music, but it's been a couple stories from the Grammys that I want to talk about. A couple funny little storylines. Killer Mike. I won't even say this was funny, but just a couple interesting storylines that I'm going to talk about, and then we're going to move on to some other things, man. So Killer Mike, if you're not familiar with who Killer Mike is, I mean, Killer Mike is Killer Mike. Like, back when I was first got introduced to him, it was Outkast, Whole World, and the whole world loves it when you make that sound. Bop, 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 bop. Slick with the slime. That was the line that got. That was like, what is he like? This dude is like, when he said that, I was like, what? That's such a weird thing to say on the track. But for some, the flow got me hooked. And I was like, who is this dude? Learned about Killer Mike. Been rocking with him ever since. Southern rapper. Believe Atlanta, Georgia. Right next to, you know, place I like to call home, Alabama. But that's a conversation for another day. But he got... he won in a bunch of categories. He won Hip Hop Album of the Year, I believe, and two other categories before he even got arrested. So, Killer Mike won some awards, and apparently, he then was promptly arrested. Not even just arrested, put in cuffs at the award show. So I thought it was interesting. I didn't know people got arrested at the Grammys. I mean, I remember Will Smith smacking a taste out of Chris Rock's mouth, and it was not a policeman in sight at that award show. I didn't know. Like I said, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm under the wrong impressionis. But I just don't understand, like, what's going on? My man won 3 awards, and they was like, "Yo, you doing too much, Killer Mike. You doing too much, sir. You too much of a good hip hop indie underground artist for you to be winning awards like that, and doing things like that, sir. Get your butt on down here. See, they'll humble you real quick when you do more than you're supposed to do. They, listen, it don't matter. They said it was a misdemeanor, a brief, a little physical altercation he had with security, but they said, hey, regardless, when you're going away in cuffs, we got to embarrass you a little bit if you think you're gonna have some success in this business, sir. Hey, y'all know how they do it. Y'all know, if you not one of the established, they gonna take you down, brother. Say, hey, shouts out to Killer Mike, man. They gonna play on your name, big dog. But just know you got the supporters, man. Love the stuff he did with Run the Jewels. Him and LP. LP did not get a lot, does not get a lot of shine. Did not get a lot of shine when he was with Def Jux. So when I heard that they was gonna be doing stuff together, like Killer Mike's Southern, like, disestablishmentarianism rhymes that he be spitting, like, just, I knew it was gonna be a good combination. Because LP is all about, like, cryptic bars and, you know, disestablishment and anarchy and all the stuff that just makes me feel warm and bubbly inside. So when they got together, I was like, oh, bro, this is going to be a fantastic combination. And it was. It was absolutely ridiculous. If you haven't listened to Run the Jewels, man, please go back and listen to it. He did not win that, the awards for Run the Jewels. He won that on his new project that he released 2023. But make sure you guys check that out, Killer Mike's album. It's definitely worth a couple spins. Actually, I need to go and listen to the full thing, man. Like, I've been tuned out on the music tip, so y'all know I'm getting old, you know what I'm saying? Got the, if you're watching on the video, I got the shaved scalp right now, trimmed, I guess buzzed, however you want to call it. And I'm trying to get it together, man. Trying to get it right, you know what I'm saying? Heading to the 2024, well, it's already second month of 2024. It's damn near 2025, with as fast as time moving my age. So yeah, man, a lot of stuff going on. Well, I won't say a lot of stuff. A lot of Grammys that got handed out the other night. So we're just going to run through them real quick. We got Record of the Year, Flowers by Miley Cyrus. A bunch of nominations by other people that I'm not familiar with. I know Billie Eilish's name. So yeah, we're just going to skip over that. Album of the Year, Midnights by Taylor Swift. Not a big Taylor Swift fan, but shouts out to her. Song of the Year, What Was I Made For? Billie Eilish, O'Connell, and Phineas O'Connell. Don't know that song. We got Best New Artist, Victoria Monet. Have heard her songs all over the radio. So shouts out to her. Producer of the Year, don't know who that is. Jack Antonoff, shouts out to you. Songwriter of the Year, Theron Thomas. Best Pop Solo Performance, Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Didn't know Miley Cyrus was still making music. Best Pop Duo Group Performance, Ghost in the Machine by SZA and Phoebe Bridgers. Yeah. That made me forget the name, man. It was on the tip of my tongue. Rage Against the Machine. I was like, come on, man. Ghost in the Shell, Rage Against the Machine. It was like a combination of those two names. And Rage Against the Machine, I didn't listen to a lot. Zach De La Rocha did a track with LP a while ago. So that's what I know. But that's just from my own personal experience. I am personally like stuck in like 90s, 2000 hip hop, underground and like mainstream, like Wu-Tang. I'm not going to go. Method Man, I'm a big fan of Method Man. I still listen to Method Man to this day. So some of the new stuff, I beg for y'all apologies, but I'm not familiar with it. Best Dance Electronic Recording, Rumble by Skrillex. I do know Skrillex. He did a track with A$AP Rocky back in the day. Best Pop Dance Recording, Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue. Shout out to Kylie. We got Best Dance Electronic Music, Actual Life 3, September 1st to September 9th, 2022 by Fred Again. Best Rock Performance, Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. Best Metal Performance, 72 Seasons by Metallica. Best Rock Song, Not Enough, Not Strong Enough. Okay. So we go get to the stuff that I listen to. Best R&B Performance, I See You by Coco Jones. That song was all over the freaking radio, bro. Best Traditional R&B Performance, Good Morning by PJ Morton. I don't know who that is. Snooze, Best R&B Song by Kenny B. Edmonds. Best Progressive R&B Album, SZA, SOS. That song has been everywhere. Best R&B Album, Jaguar 2 by Victoria Monet. Best Rap Performance, Scientists and Engineers by Killer Mike, Andre 3000 Future, and I need to listen to that song immediately. Make sure you guys are subscribed to my YouTube Anonymous Rap Guy, because I'm absolutely, let me write that down so I don't forget to react to that. I have not heard that song yet, and I absolutely want to react to that. Scientists and Engineers. Oh, we got to get that down. Best Melodic Rap Performance, All My Life. I am shocked that they have that as a category now. Melodic Rap Performance. Shouts out to y'all. But yeah, who hasn't heard that? Best Rap Album, Michael by Killer Mike. Shouts out to you. Best Spoken Word Poetry Album, The Light Inside by Jay Ivey. Best Jazz Performance, Tight by Samira Joy. Best Jazz Vocal Performance, How Love Begins. I love jazz. I love the classic jazz, like slow stuff, a lot of horns, a lot of pianos, you know. I'm pretty chill like that. So I think that's pretty much it. Y'all know this was a bunch of other performances, man. Shouts out to them, but y'all know I don't know what the category is these days. Urban, black music. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's kind of what I listen to. Not to say that black people are the only ones that can make music, but that's the category that they put us in, hip-hop, rap. Shouts out to J. Cole. Shouts out to Lil Durk. And shouts out to Killer Mike, man. I'm still partial to underground music. I love hearing stuff that is different, that's new, and it's unique. And Killer Mike, I've been rocking him for a minute, man. His music is very unique. The bars is crazy. And I love a good conspiracy theorist rapper, you know what I'm saying? Not conspiracy theorist, but you can't really classify Killer Mike. He's just doing his own thing, man. That's my fault for trying to classify the brother. Keep doing your thing, man. I'm going to keep rocking with you. But yeah, man. Grammys. Like I said, didn't watch them, but a lot of people did. A lot of people that are big music fans. I'd listen to some, like I'll listen to anything. I listen to pretty much any music, but it's got to come across me. I'm not going to search it out. Like I'm not going to be on Google and stuff. If it's on the For You page, hey, I know Chris Stapleton did the NFL National Anthem. I forgot what it was called. The National Anthem. I can't tell you last time I did National Anthem. So I know that he's a pretty big name, but yeah. So in other news, man, the Grammys was, like I said, it was the other night, but they also threw some shade. I guess they tweeted out that Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice won for best rap song, or best female rap song, I guess. And they just shut it down. Like they obviously they didn't win. So that's causing a bunch of conspiracy theories and theorists to come forward. Mainly the Barbies, the Barbs, the Nicki Minaj fans saying that Meg Thee Stallion set it all up because apparently Meg and Nicki Minaj are beefing and they going back and forth and they were like, oh, clearly Meg got to Jay. Jay is influencing with all the influencers, you know what I'm saying, to go over the awards because he walked away with some Dr. Dre award and, you know, lifetime achievement, I guess, is what they're going for. You know, and they was like, clearly Jay-Z set her up. I don't know if that's true or not. I just don't understand the beef between those two. I listened to both songs. To me, it was a mid-off between the two of them. Like, obviously, Nicki Minaj is a fantastic rapper. You know, that's kind of the she's a big blueprint on what a lot of female artists try to do these days, which is, she did a lot of hard stuff early on, then softened up, and then started alternating between the two. And a lot of the female artists today, they come out with bars, and then they do a lot of soft tracks, and then try to alternate between the two. I'm not saying she set the mold, I'm just saying a lot of women rappers these days definitely follow the Nicki Minaj mold. But the songs between the two, mid. Like, you can call it what you want to. His was okay. That was an actual single. So she's actually getting, you know, buzz and anticipation for her album. And Meg Thee Stallion trying to build up and get to that Nicki Minaj level. And then Nicki Minaj going at Meg don't make sense because on the track, she didn't say her name. She just said Megan's Law. And, like, I was like, why would you, like, you claim that, shorty? Like, now the attention is on you and your husband. It's on you and your husband. Like, if you would have said nothing, you could have speculated all day. Like, was she talking about Nicki Minaj? Is she addressing Nicki Minaj? The barbers would have been like, nah, she ain't talking to Nicki Minaj. She talking to these other sex. If you don't know, Megan's Law is the law that they have that makes sex offenders register and have public information available for the county, so you know where people are. Essentially, you have to address where you're moving to, where you're going to be living if you are a sex offender. And Nicki Minaj has two people close to her who are sex offenders, her husband and her brother. So Meg Thee Stallion's line was, these O's ain't mad at me, they mad at Megan's Law. Didn't say Nicki Minaj's name. Nicki Minaj comes out and says, first of all, you ain't going to talk about me, Meg Thee Stallion. Me and my family, my brother. First of all, Nicki Minaj, slow down, okay? I wasn't even aware of what was going on before that. I was like, man, Nicki Minaj is snapping on Meg. What could she have said? What was this reference that she is referring to? Ma'am, I'd have done a whole deep dive because sometimes I don't get into a lot of the music beef. You know what I'm saying? I don't do a lot of deep dives into the music. That's just not something that I do. That's never really been my testimony, is to, like, figure out, like, what these women talk about, what these guys talk about, what's this, what's that, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? That's never been me. But with the details, it's so juicy. It's like, hold on, wait. Like, you see, I saw, like, okay, she married a sex offender. Then it's like, her brother is also registered. It's like, what? All right, this getting too deep. Then you hear the music. The music was okay. It's like the details around it is better than actual music that's being put out. But that's the world that we live in, and with music and such nowadays. Because I'm from the era where, you know, Eminem nail in the coffin. You know what I'm saying? No Vaseline was a little bit before my time, but I definitely heard it. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people getting shot and killed in beef. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z stabbing somebody. You know, like, that was the era when I was like, yo, hip-hop off the chain. That's when I was first getting introduced. I was like, hip-hop, crazy. This is just like, yo, your baby daddy's a sex offender, which is a jab. I ain't gonna lie to you. That is a gut punch. Let me get my stuff together. That's a gut punch. Nicki Minaj's response was, you sleep around, which she's in the industry. Like, I think, like, I'll be honest with you. When a homegirl that went on, what is her name? Brittany Renner? Is that her name? Is that homegirl name? That went on whatchamacallit's podcast? They went on a Shannon Sharp podcast and was like, hey, I done slept with so many people. And they were like, she was like, I got a body count of 35 men. And everybody was like, oh, that's so crazy. I can't believe she had sex with 35 people. I'm like, she in an entertainment industry. I assume the women in the entertainment industry average about three bodies a month, three new bodies a month. That's just me. That's just me personally. I think that three bodies a month, like for the entertainment industry, I'm like, you get new producers. I feel like people in the industry have been ran through. I feel like you always hear about a scandal between somebody sleeping with somebody else. Not to mention all the access that you have to random people that you can smash just because you want to. The one-timers, the two-timers. You might have a married couple that's faithful, but for every married couple that's faithful, you got another married couple that's not at all. Or you got married couples that's willing to say, hey, we have an open marriage, like Monique and her husband. It is what it is. So I don't think people in the industry they got low body counts like that. I think the women that was like, oh, 35 is crazy. They was like, oh, that shit. At least she's, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta inflate it to be like, oh, that's crazy. Bitch, what's your body count? I knew women in high school. I knew girls in high school that was already around their 20s with the body counts. They was just getting into, like, they was just learning what the big O was. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about the anime. If you my big O fans out there, holler at your boy. But they was just getting experience to the big O, and they was running through, they was already high teens, early 20s. So, a grown one, I think Bernie Winters like 32, and she said 35. I was like, for entertainment, that's on the low count. That's on the low end, to me anyway. In my personal opinion, I think they all get passed around. So Nicki Minaj saying to Meg Thee Stallion, you didn't slept with a lot of people. It's like, that's par for the course, baby girl. That's what they do. The bottom line is she didn't sleep with a child. that's the key point. Listen, the sex offender is a sex offender, okay? It is what it is. You can say anything about it, but listen, you can say that I got a second head in my backpack. If there ain't no paperwork to prove it, that's just allegations, baby girl. So I don't know what Nicki Minaj gonna do. I don't know why she claimed that. I don't know why she stuck her hand up and said, you're not gonna be talking about my brother, my husband, when no name was mentioned on the track. I don't know where she goes from here. I really don't, because she went off the deep end. There ain't no, oh, I misunderstood. She snapped on IG and Twitter and all this other stuff and just was going in on Meg. And Meg didn't even say her name. That's the crazy thing. Like I said, Nicki Minaj could have easily been like, or Nicki Minaj could not even address it and been like, took the Beyonce route. I'm too big for this. This drama is just hearsay. Well, my face is in the sun. This drama is just drama. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? She could have took that route. But instead, she decided to say, hey, you ain't going to talk about my family like this. Ma'am, no name was mentioned. You didn't even have to jump in this, girl. You didn't even have to say nothing, girl. You could have just chilled in the back, made your music. But now it's giving Meg publicity. Now it's boosting. Beef always boosts numbers up. So I never thought Meg was on the level of Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj at this point is heading into like the hip hop, not innovators, but like, you know, legendary status damn near. She's in that era where it's like when she releases a track, she ain't got to drop nothing for years. But when she drops something, her fan base is going to come out of the woodwork. Her Barbies, her fan base, the Nicki Minaj bar, whatever you want to call them, they strong out here in these streets. She got a following out here in these streets. So it don't matter if you're not personally a fan of Nicki Minaj. She has a legit following that will support her in whatever she does. It ain't got to be just music. It could be movies. It could be whatever she want to venture into. Nicki Minaj is an established artist. Established. She don't have to drop no more music for the rest of her life. And she's good off of residual income. She's good off guest appearances if she want to. She's good off features if she want to be. That's how big Nicki Minaj is. So when I heard her going and Meg Thee Stallion, I was like, that's wild. That's wild. Meg Thee Stallion, shouts out to her. She's still early in her career. Meg Thee Stallion is still, she does not have the time that Nicki Minaj has put into this game. Nicki Minaj in her 40s, Meg Thee Stallion in her 20s. So it's just crazy to me that it's even a beef. Like Nicki Minaj is up here. Meg is on her way to try to ascend, but I don't know, man. Sometimes when you're in your feelings, you don't think about the strategy and how much doper you can be or than somebody. You just hear something and you take it personal. But shouts out to them, man. They got to figure that out. I don't know where they go from here. But I didn't know Nicki Minaj didn't have any Grammys either. I didn't know that at all. I didn't know she wasn't as decorated as Meg is. But anyway, man. Like I said, it's interesting. The beef is, the music is mid. His was an okay track. The Bigfoot song was just the AS. The I listen, I will. at the end of the track was just weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, that's just weird. A minute and a half of just whispering into the microphone is just weird. But okay, that's what we got. The world of music these days is crazy, bro. So anyway, man, we gonna go on to the next thing. Ohio, y'all know we voted marijuana to be legal last year, end of the year, October, November. You voted on October, I believe. It became legal in December. It actually became law, and you would not get in trouble for having up to 2.5 ounces on your person. And you can grow 12 plants at home, but only 6 can be actually flowered at one time. That's the rule. It's got to also be behind, not behind, but somewhere where it can be accessed to somebody and it cannot be visible from the street. So make sure if you're going to grow here in Ohio that you follow those rules and that you know that you are legally within your rights as a citizen so you don't get any trouble. You're not going to go to jail for it. I'm sure they give you like a citation that might take your plant, worst case scenario. But I'd highly doubt people are going to actually get arrested for something that's legal. So we voted on it. It's passed. It's legal. But they still, Shaquille O'Neal steal. If you didn't see that movie, you don't have to watch it. They Shaquille O'Neal steal have not made it legal to actually purchase in stores. You still can't go down to a dispensary and get it. They're not going to actually open up standalone dispensaries until September because that's just, they have to pass the laws and they have to get stuff open. But if the governor wanted, if Mike DeWine wanted to, he could sign tomorrow, or if the House agrees and the Senate agrees, they could make it law. And then within, I believe it's 90 days, it could be able to be sold in dispensaries. Seems pretty easy to me. Pretty straightforward. It is February 5th as I am saying this. And this is what's on the books. Nothing's changed. Other than the fact that you can legally smoke, you can't buy it nowhere. But, you know, if you're smoking before, save the seeds. Like, if you break your own, if you buy it from somebody, Michigan is up the street, or if you know somebody in the hood, the seller, get it from them. Just keep the seeds, because you can just grow it yourself. You can just, if you break it down yourself, you're going to find, I mean, it's natural to find sticks and stems if you just buy wholesale. Now, these people is buying $2 bags. I didn't even know $2 bags was a thing, but apparently a $2 bag is a real thing that you can buy. I've never heard of buy. People will get mad at you. People that smoke. Trying to snitch on myself. Oh, well, it's legal. Hey, people I smoke with, a dime was like the smallest that they was willing to sell you. Like, you're not about to go up to somebody and say, hey, let me get a $2 bag. That's dust. Like, you are smoking crumbs at that point. But if you actually buy like dimes and dubs and, you know, ounces and pound QPs and all that, then you're going to get sticks and stems in yours. You know, you're going to have to break it down. And if you find seeds, just keep them at this point. Go to whatever dude you go. It's February 5th. It's going to be the first day of spring, I believe, is March 22nd. So about a month and a couple weeks, spring. So it's going to be about 60, 70, 80 degrees. Is the temperature going to start going up? So you can get ready to start growing. You just get you a nice little grow house, greenhouse. They cheap. You can find them down at the dollar store. Well, not, I won't say the dollar store, but you know, an affordable greenhouse that you can put outside or in your house. If you got a little balcony out there, to just have it like hidden away so can't nobody see. You don't want nobody breaking in your crib, but to just set it up and to have it outside, like to have it right there at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Ohio, we got a lot of land. A lot of land. I mean, obviously in the city is the city, but if you got a house or you know somebody that got a house, bro, get you some sticks and stems and you good. But Mike DeWine don't want to do that. Mike DeWine want to say, hey, we can make it available in the dispensaries. We can do that. But, big old but, BBW but, okay? Why don't we cut down the THC potency? What? Huh? Wait a minute. What? Sir, now you tripping. And then he want to act like it's a big, oh, the black market is going to take over. Sir, the black market been here. I don't know where you think you been. You think people, just because y'all legalized it, just now going to start smoking? You think it's just a whole bunch of first timers going to be like, hey, well, now, since it's legal, I might just. No, the people that's been smoking going to keep smoking. This black market ain't going nowhere. Now that you can grow a home, you can sell to somebody you know. Well, you can't legally sell it. If I know Tyrone down the street got me for a dub, Hey, Tyrone, let me get your dub. All right, here you go, man. We're not going to advertise it to nobody. I know Tyrone. Tyrone know me. I'm not going to snitch on Tyrone. That's the homie. But I want me a dub. I'm not. I can't wait on the government to put it in the store. So what did you think going to happen? This, y'all, the government, the Ohio government is so backwards, bro. They won't legalize something. They won't say, hey, just to curb it a little bit, let's just legalize it. You know, let's just say, let's put it in dispensaries, 21 or older, so people can get to it. The stuff that they want, that they voted on. Let's just let them have it. No, that's too easy. That's just too simple for politics, bro. I don't even want to say left or right, but we are a Republican majority here in Ohio. So I got to say, the GOP here is the dumbest group of motherfuckers. I didn't see it in a long time. They can't agree with each other, so you know they're not going to agree with a Democrat. Election's coming up here in March, so we gonna see if somebody get voted out. But I don't understand why they can't just say, okay, sell it in the dispensaries. This is so people 21 and up can get access to what they voted on. So let's give it to them. No, they gotta slide in some. Well, let's lower the potency. What? What are you talking about, bro? What are we talking about? Why are you lowering the potency? Do your job. Well, we don't want the kids to get it. We voted on 21 and over. What are you talking about? What are we talking about? You're making up stuff now, bro. You're making up stuff now. You're just trying to throw stuff to the wall and see, well, why don't we worry about the pigeons getting to it too, okay? Let's worry about the pigeons since we just throw in groups of people and then it's not really supposed to affect. Kids have been smoking and doing drugs since the beginning of time. What are we talking about? Well, we should make it so they can't get access to 90%. You think all of a sudden, because you make it illegal, kids are just, oh, well, it's illegal. We got to stop doing it. They shouldn't be doing it. No way. That's why we voted on 21 and up. But your concern is just inventing stuff that don't matter. Even if it's not in the store, people who don't want to get it are going to get it. This idea that because it's not available in the stores, that it's just going to fix everything. Okay, kids won't have access to it, so everybody will be safe. And that's the big holdup, is we got to worry about the kids. But let's worry about Pikachu, too, then. You don't want Pikachu to get a hold of it. That'll be the end of the world right there. But you know what they could vote on? They did vote on them transgenders not being able to participate in sports. That's the priority, clearly. On the bill that people voted on, not the handful of people that this law is going to affect that they've made legal. Oh, no. The goal is to stop people from doing what they want to do. Because if Lisa wrestles with Dominique, that is the end of the motherfucking world right there, okay? We got to get back and do our job and our due diligence, okay? Everything else don't really matter, you know. The starving population don't matter. The homelessness going rampant in Ohio don't matter. People from out of state buying up Ohio property and renting it to people, so property prices go up. That don't matter right now, ma'am. Now y'all talking about stuff that don't matter. These transgenders are trying to play sports. They must be stopped. That is what the Ohio GOP is mandating right now. Even though people just voted for abortion last cycle, hey, we are doing our job as politicians. We want abortion. Y'all talking crazy, okay? Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. We know what's best, okay? Y'all don't know what y'all said. We want marijuana. Y'all don't know what y'all voted on. Y'all talking crazy. But these transgenders, don't vote on this. We are shutting that down. That's just wild. That's just wild to me. The politics in this country crazy, bro. It's crazy. I don't like, agendas is one thing. To say like, okay, your party voted on this. The people of Ohio have voted on this. We're going to respect their wishes. If they said, tell us what y'all want to do for transgenders, let's have a vote to see what people want to do. Okay? Let's just throw it out there. I'll be down for that. If they people voted on it and they said, this is a law, shouldn't they abide by it? But every time people vote on something, they're like, yes, y'all talk crazy. Okay? The politician actually said that. I believe, I can't think of his name right now, but you can Google it. My man said, when people legalize marijuana here in Ohio, and they said, so will you be legalizing it to make sure everyone has access to it? My man said, well, these voters didn't know what they voted on. Wait, what? What? Huh? What are we talking about? What are we even talking about at this point? If you don't care what people voted on, do... What? There's no need for conversation, bro. Like, the politics of this country, that's why I'm like, people are going left or right, new extreme Democrat, extreme Republican. To me, it's all just a game to them. They don't care. If they sit where they sit, they gonna do what they want to do. It don't matter what side you on. It don't matter if you're left or right. They gonna do. Politicians have shown we're going to do what we want to do. Y'all voted on it. Who? So? That's not our problem. They like to do things that people don't vote on. That's how they make all their money. Well, we gonna send billions of dollars to aid over here. You know what I'm saying? That's what we gonna do. We're going to make sure the abortion, even though people vote on it, don't get passed. We don't want that to happen. You know, we don't care what the will of the people is. Even if you don't agree on it, even if you do not fundamentally agree on it, just be like, even though people have said this is what they want, to be like, ah, I don't really agree with what you want, though. Ah, I don't really. Nah, that's not how it's going. That's crazy to me. I remember when I was a kid, I thought politicians were like, we respect the will of the people. I thought that was a whole brand, but clearly it's like, we respect what we want to do and not what y'all want. But I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. I just been going on this whole rant. Still can't buy marijuana here in Ohio. Try to buy it yourself if you can. Governor is trying to ban Delta 8, Delta 9, or at least get it regulated. I mean, it's just more shenanigans, man. I mean, Delta 8, Delta 9, if you don't know what Delta 8 or Delta 9 is, they are a byproduct, I guess is a simple term. They are cannabinoids, I believe. THC and THC, Delta 8 and Delta 9 are naturally occurring drugs, we'll say, that do occur in the marijuana plant, but they are derived chemically from the plant. And if you just made marijuana legal, people could actually go into the store and get things that actually are naturally occurring that just grow out of the dirt and that you can just roll and have a little bleazy blaze off. But Delta 8 and Delta 9 have snuck their way into corner stores and unregulated markets because they are legally not marijuana because they contain less than 0.3 percentage of THC, which makes it very difficult to regulate and control because in 2018 they passed the hemp law, which made it so these byproducts or these things that contain less than a percentage of THC can be legally sold in stores and other places without that much oversight or regulation. So DeWine's thing was like, well, our kids are going to have access to it and our kids can... I, once again, think if you can sell, if you just legalize the marijuana being sold in dispensaries that the regular Joe Schmo can go in and buy it, then a lot of this stuff will just fall by the wayside. If you can have actual marijuana, actual potent, good, quality, affordable marijuana, I don't think people really gonna mess with Delta 9, Delta 8. I think people would take it out the stores just from lack of sales. Like, the kids are going in right now, because you can, they did this experiment with WCPO. They had a 16-year-old off the street go in and buy Delta 8, Delta 9, little cigarettes, and there was nobody asked for ID or nothing, which is a concern. I'm not going to act like it's not. But put it in the stores, man. Just do your job. Like, I don't feel like that's a crazy request, but, you know, 2024, we still having the same conversations that they were having back in the 70s, man. So take with that what you will. Smoke yours. That's what Slick Johnson's thing was back in the day. Smoke yours. Especially since COVID. We not really doing a puff puff pass no more. We can puff puff in the group, but ain't no more passing. So I appreciate y'all for coming by, man. I'm gonna get on off of here. I had some other things to talk about, but yeah, we ain't gonna talk about all this stuff, man. Just keep y'all head up. I appreciate y'all. It's gonna be more episodes. We're gonna try to do this once a week on Monday. Monday afternoon, Monday, try to get it done in the morning, maybe start the recording on Sunday night and see what happened. But this was a little long one, man. I got a little bit rambling. We got about 44 minutes in, so I appreciate y'all, man. Love, peace, chicken grease. Be kind, be dope, but more importantly, anything else, be yourself, and I'll catch y'all next time.